This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. U.S. troops launched an offensive in an Iraqi village near the Syrian border today. Helicopters and warplanes backed up about 1,000 ground forces who went house to house in a hunt for insurgents in the town of Sada. The U.S. military said al-Qaeda militants had taken over the town and foreign fighters were using it as a two-way station as they enter from Syria. It's been another week of bombings in Iraq. More than 100 people were killed, but today there was a small show of defiance. About 200 Iraqis dared to gather at the National Theater for a music and dance festival. NPR's Ann Garrels has this report from Baghdad.
The crowd, such as it was, didn't begin to fill Baghdad's National Theater, but the fact that the festival was held at all was enough for those who turned up. This was the first time Iman Murad al-Karim had gone to a concert since the U.S. entered Iraq 2.5 years ago. She hoped the music would soothe her tired nerves. There were no metal detectors at the theater, no body checks. But a security guard insisted there were plenty of eyes watching out. Anyway, he said, musicians don't carry weapons. Happily, there were no casualties. Before the U.S. invasion, the National Theater was packed every night. True, there wasn't exactly artistic freedom under Saddam, but the theater is now dark. Today, it opened only for a few hours and only during daylight because of the fear of attacks. 38-year-old poet Amal al-Jabouri came back to Iraq after the U.S. occupation. She's desperate to show her country is one of history and culture.
This is my message now, to let the people know the Iraq, the real Iraq, not the Iraq that we showed in the media, only terrorism, only bombing, only killing, only kidnapping. This is a side of Iraq, but there is another side of Iraqi people.
But she warns there is a new dictatorship in Iraq, one of extremism, coming from all sides. She's trying to mobilize Iraq's secular intellectuals to take part in the upcoming constitutional referendum and December's national elections.
They have to share in this the most important thing in our life, you know. And we don't want to let the radical Islamic group. I am a writer, I am a woman. I am afraid that Iraq one day it will be a new Iran or a new Taliban.
A 13-year-old oboe player says getting to the National Theater wasn't easy this morning.
Very hard. You know, all the roads closed and, checkpoint for the security, you know.
Does music make you feel better?
Yeah, of course. Feel dreams and, you know, that's it.
But his music teachers have fled Iraq.
All of my teachers in another country. So I'll wait some teacher right now.
They've all left?
Uh-huh. So sad. I'll wait. That's it.
31-year-old Karim Wasfi, a cellist, fled the country under Saddam. He had the makings of a career in the West. But he returned when Saddam Hussein was overthrown.
I decided to be here. To give as much as I can, offer as much as I can of experience that I have known abroad. There's some kind of guilt I feel actually that I was away in the 90s and people were suffering. I thought by coming back here and just being here, although it's so miserable, I don't know, I would participate in the rebuilding process.
So far, he's seen no improvements. He blames Iraqis as well as the Americans.
Somebody has to take responsibility for that, I think. This is one of our major problems, blaming everybody else.
He acknowledges he was scared about coming today.
Definitely, yes, I thought about it. What if there's a bomb? What if there's a car bomb? What if...
The piece that reverberated most in the hall was an old one, a love song to Iraq, the country that is now being threatened with sectarian violence. The refrain goes, "Long live Iraq, who is so dear to us. Stay safe, Iraq. Stay safe forever." But the performance that stole the show was by children, dancing ballet, of all things. It was 14-year-old Rula Falak's first public performance, and she was thrilled, and so were her relatives. Her father had come under pressure from conservative Shiite groups, with whom he did business, to stop her dancing. According to her teacher, Rula won the day.
She's so pig-headed that she stayed.
But many other young dancers have not been able to withstand the pressure or the bombings that have regularly hit a military base right next to the ballet school. Fewer and fewer students are turning up. But today, those left danced in handmade ballet shoes to the strains of a scratchy recording of Tchaikovsky.